Hey, how you doing, girl? Let me do that mouth doing.
Alright. Here we go. Just start talking, then we'll say no.
Let's get started. I started last one. Second one else.
Alright, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the BS podcast number 3, episode 3. That is a lovely face you were giving me just now. That's sexy. All right, guys. So I'm got here today. We have Garrett, Jake, Tristan, Dylan, Alex, and Quigley. Anyway, so how's everybody doing today?
Doing pretty fantastic.
It's the day after Halloween.
Do what?
It's the day after Halloween. We've started the no shave November rules applied.
Yeah,
today.
I'm already ahead of the
what
game.
What the fuck are you doing?
Dude, no.
Anyway, so how was Halloween though, you guys? Did y'all have fun?
Absolutely fantastic.
Wait, I did nothing.
When was Halloween?
Whoa! You did nothing?
I mean, I worked 12 hours. I had to go home. I had to exercise, and then I had to work at 6 a.m. And what do you expect me to do?
Steal little kids' candy. That's what I expect you to do.
Yeah, it's off work.
I actually had a kid come up to my door, and the light was off on the outside. That's the thing that got me. I'm sitting in the living room, you know, just relaxed, watching a movie. I hear a doorbell ring. I walk out there. I'm like, it's like trick or treat. I was like, I have nothing. He goes, oh, okay. And he slowly walks away, and I just look around. And this kid's outside. I'm just like, turn off the lights and went downstairs.
I was out by the front door one day. Or, not one day. For a minute or whatever. And this girl comes up, like, with this sack or whatever, you know, for candy. She looks our friend Allie, like, straight in the face and goes, do you have candy?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just, like, straight up, like, just ghetto.
She's being a little rude.
Do you have candy?
No. She was like, do you have any candy? Or, like, that's what she's like, do you have any candy? Or, like, she said, or, like, I was like, I was like, damn it. She was like, I know, like.
That's when you give her the almond joys.
No, Allie, so
the almond joys?
That's pretty good.
I kind of like almond joys.
That is hilarious.
Dude, I hate this.
I can't eat a lot of them, but I can eat one or two.
I'd give her some Warheads.
Oh. Yeah, there you go.
You know, when we were walking, when we first pulled up, all those people outside were like, is this the haunted house? Is this the haunted house? Are y'all waiting on us for the haunted house?
I thought their house was the haunted house for the most of the time.
Who did?
Just people.
Yeah, they just sat outside.
Some black chick, like, tried to walk into the
Yeah, they were like, that's Wolverine. I was like, that's
She's walking. She's like, that's what's up. I told some zombie to fuck off right when I got there.
Oh, it was
funny. Why? Wait, what happened?
It was like, I'm just sitting there getting ready, and all I hear is,
his foot
I look up, and this dude is like all the way down the road. He just walks all the way towards me. I shut the door, my knife sticking out my leg. I looked at him, I was like, I'll cut you. Yeah, he just like slowly, he didn't say a word,
he
didn't make
a
face expression, just kind of turned and just like kept sliding.
That same guy stood in front of me and Trevor Hefner in front of the golf cart. We're like, literally, we just got done going to a house and we get back on the golf cart and that dude's standing in front of us. So I looked at Trevor and then looked back and I was like, dude, I'm going to hit him. And then Trevor's like, just go, dude. And so I go, and I think I almost killed him because he's, like, standing in front of the golf cart.
Yeah, I was like, what
and then I start going, and he, like, runs out of the way real quick, and I'm like,
I'm so confused. He's a trick-or-treater.
Yeah, he's trick-or-treater.
And he was too much of a character to be a zombie, and he was just like.
Like, he didn't care about his life. He was just like,
yeah,
he's just, I'm a zombie already. I'm already dead.
Yeah, like, literally.
Hey, he was the ultimate zombie in my eyes.
Ultimate
he won. He won Halloween.
The ultimate zombie's
a
dead zombie.
I mean, he looked like a zombie. Yeah.
Shut up.
So, finalizing what we all were, I actually turned out, I switched three times. I was ended up being Walter White from Breaking Bad. Fuck you, man. I would Walter White Breaking Bad. You were.
I killed Jake from State Farm.
Tristan, what were you?
He was the vampire.
You phone checking ass. I see you over there.
Damn it.
I see
Damn
you.
I was so jacked.
What are you talking about checking the phone?
I got Brodiac emails.
Laptop.
Mine's official.
What'd you end up being?
Who, me?
It is you.
Hi, dude. I was Marshall Lee from Adventure Time. Like the little vampire dude.
Oh, that's awesome, dude.
Yes, I got the little red thing on.
Oh, fuck it, dude. And you still...
the Blue Power Ranger.
Blue Power Ranger. You fucking...
I was a runner.
Yeah.
Wolverine.
That was awesome. You did really good, though, with Wolverine, didn't you? You bought, like, the claws and everything. So you were on last week's podcast. So tell everybody what you did, like, how you did it.
Got the claws. They were pretty badass. Got a dog tags that said Logan and Wolverine.
Probably look pretty stupid, by the way. Just
it's kind of dumb.
I just spot my hair.
Me.
I'm a straight up. There was way too much.
I didn't see you
that.
At all, but from the way you're describing yourself, you're gay.
I'm a badass. So.
Gay.
You're
a badass.
Badass.
But he shaved on November 1st.
Okay, so all right. Before
this
the podcast,
is fucking
we were having
retarded.
We have an
this
argument.
This is gonna be the whole podcast.
Are
right
you guys serious right now?
Yeah. All right. I just want to talk about this for a second. So, we I think we're divided, right? I think some of us think it's okay to shave November 1st, and some of us think it's not okay.
November has started. You can't shave during November.
Yeah. For me,
it's the entire month.
But you gotta realize that I mean, most people do it on the night of Halloween, but
you go out too late. No shave. You don't get home till like
2 a.m. on Halloween.
Well, you can't shave anyways. Yeah, and then. Yeah, November has happened. You can't shave in November.
It's no shave November. You literally can't shave during the entire month.
You can't do it. I know, but listen to me real quick, though, for real.
Like, if I were to sign the date, that shit's gonna say November.
I know, like, I got a goatee, right? I was at a party with you guys, granted, okay? I had my shave still with me. November 1st came, I might shave tonight and then not shave.
Then you already lost. Like,
see, but that's over. You're still going. You're still going a during full November.
Month. You're still going a full month.
Just do don't shave December. Just don't shave December.
What the fuck is 3 hours gonna do to you? Okay, not 3 hours.
That's
what is 12 hours.
That's what I. There's literally
no. It's the principle of not shaving during November. No,
but listen,
They'll do a lot to you.
Growing hair, as far as time, the difference between October 31st night. And November 1st morning, there's not going to be any difference.
That will with Steven.
And
it will
your hair.
With the hairy, hairy people.
Okay, some but it's no not, shave though. November. You're not supposed to shave, like, at all.
I'm not going to grow a full goatee and then I'm going
to, like, fuck the fucking rules.
All right. Calm down.
They even try to hint it to you with the no in November. Like, no, don't shave, no.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
It's okay, Dylan.
October's like, oh, yeah, fuck it.
I think we're on the 3-team. It's just 4-2, motherfuckers.
Just because it's 4-2 doesn't mean that you're right.
I know.
Hey,
you're still wrong.
Under popular sovereignty. You are right.
Majority rules.
Y'all tell us.
Yeah, all right, look.
We'll let the audience tell us.
Are like 15 of you.
16.
Nah, 16.
It's no shave.
Pushing it, though.
None.
No shave.
Okay. It is November. It has started. You do not shave.
Don't shave December. I'm going to call you all a bitch.
Okay, look.
It's not no shave December.
Yeah.
It's not like a shave
don't
December.
Shave December. That is a thing.
So did you guys
go to part of the real shit?
No,
it
is. It is a part
that happens.
I have a very, very distinctive thing that happened to me the other day. I was watching Netflix. Okay. For all, do we all have Netflix, by the way?
What's Netflix?
Yes.
Supernatural.
I use Hulu.
A Hulu Plus?
Repping Hulu.
Really? You got Hulu Plus?
Yeah, you know, you're Netflix.
That's cool. Okay. All right, so watch Netflix, right? I've got to know what the weirdest movie is.
I like TV shows.
The weirdest.
Yeah, Hulu
Plus. Okay, all right, that's cool. Garrett was talking.
Dylan was talking to me first.
Keep going.
What is the weirdest movie you guys have? What have you guys seen?
Rubber.
Rubber.
Is that really weighing on all of you for Netflix?
Rubber.
That's literally the most stupidest movie I've ever seen in my life.
Or
fucking
Sharknado.
I was going to say Sand Sharks.
You know, there's another one coming out?
Yeah, there's Sharknado.
Yeah, two. It's in Redbox.
Wait, have you ever seen Sharktopus?
Yes!
Yes! That was so dumb. That was the worst quality movie I've ever seen in my life.
Well, the one, another close one was Shark. It was a shark, Sand Shark. I don't know, dude. Sharks are easy to do. Sand Shark. What is easy to do for shitty quality? Anyway,
yeah, like, oh, let me make a movie.
It's like this dude, like
no
the opening scene is dude dirt biking, right, and do all these cool fucking awesome tricks and shit, like killing ass. All of a sudden, like his little situation breaks down, and he's like, oh, I can't start my fucking bike because I'm incapable of doing anything. And then a giant shark comes out of the sand and eats him. We're like, what?
Hell yeah.
That could happen though.
They adapted.
They're like,
how in
this
the
water
fuck
and
does that happen?
You know what? Water and sand, same thing. We can just go right through it.
Exactly.
It's like the fucking Family Guy skit. It's like the fucking ocean of gold. That's not a liquid. It's a solid. When you jump off.
And Peter tries to dive into
Yeah, when you jump off that, you're going to hit that and break every bone in your body.
Have you ever stepped in a bucket full of gold coins? Did your foot sink?
I've never stepped in a bucket full of gold coins.
What the fuck
is you?
Who's
got a bucket full of gold coins?
Okay, I do, but it's the chocolate coins.
I'm trying to prove a point here, though.
It's gold. It is gold.
Those are good.
Yes.
They are very good, actually.
I love the same.
No. Mythbusters did this.
They obviously ate it in water.
Hold on. Science guy. Yeah. Back me up. Mythbusters did this where they took a...
Tristan Spriggs, science twig.
Sorry.
Did we just come up with the song of the science part of this channel?
Tristan Spriggs, science twig.
Ah,
what's that? Sorry.
Anyway.
Moving on.
Did the density of the sand situation about quicksand and whatnot... About how you put water through it or whatnot.
Bitch.
Yeah, they stood up. That. They stood up in
the
sand.
Dick.
Yeah,
bitch.
I saw that.
All right, what?
I haven't watched that shit. I haven't watched that episode.
What's wrong with you?
I've seen that.
You expect me to watch everything?
I expect you to know everything about media.
Dude, know everything about everything.
Everybody here.
What is everything?
What are you talking about?
He's being a bitch. Dude, I'm getting hated on.
By what? By who?
City
by,
them all.
By that person behind the camera over there.
She's so mean. Our camera girl is terribly mean.
Literally, look. This, I look over and she just goes.
blonde hair.
Yeah, all of our camera people are blonde hair and blue eyes. Like,
and just stupid. Besides what a Nathan.
Bitch. She's looking this off. So I watched a movie.
Tease an offer.
Have you guys seen Megamind?
Huh?
Have y'all seen Megamind?
Nope.
Nope.
None of y'all seen Megamind with Jim Carrey in it?
Nope.
That's the animated movie, ain't it?
Yeah, dude. Blue head, dude. It is so.
And I
so
love you, random citizen.
You sound just like him, dude.
Sweet. I've never seen the movie.
Yeah, no.
I just
fucking
I just know because I've seen it on
No, it's sweet. What's it about?
Like, what is this movie again?
I just quoted like three lines from the movie, but I've never seen it.
No, it's like, I love you, random citizen.
And I love you too, random citizen.
It's so deep. It's so deep.
It was on the internet.
Yeah, well, everything's on the internet. But what are the funny
point taken.
He was like,
besides
he,
us.
We, anyway, so we, it was like one of those scenes of the movie. He was like getting detained, and he's like, the guy's like, all right, you sit here. He goes, you're funny. And he like looks at it.
You're funny. You're funny.
You're funny.
You're not funny.
Dude, there's a dude at work that talks like that.
He talked like this.
Wait, really?
You talking about the short fat dude?
You haven't get no.
Yeah.
You ever heard this guy? I know. I didn't know if he like switched.
Sort of like
this guy is
right
a plumber.
Do you see how rude that is?
And it stresses you out because you want them to fucking talk faster.
Like we're having a very general conversation. This fuckhead over here just decides to keep talking.
I was like,
Dylan, your thought
about this dude at work.
I was telling y'all
about a guy.
I think
I just broke off in the conversation.
I think Tristan's dying right now. He hasn't said a word.
What? Never mind. He talked, guys. We're good.
All right.
Now, next 10 minutes.
Next 10 minutes, then he'll have to say another word.
We'll keep up with Tristan over
okay,
the corner.
Okay, do y'all know what sequins are?
No.
Does anybody know what sequins
like sequins
are?
Like sequins or
sequins?
Sequins. Is they a fruit or something like that?
No.
A food?
I've heard that word.
Do you know what sequins are?
You fucking can't remember.
Dude, you're way
Why
off,
do you
Garrett.
Everybody off?
It's like the little like flashy things on like Be swimsuits and stuff like that. Like the little things that like the little
Check me out,
things
swimming.
That make the bathing suit like flash, kind of like not like bejeweled, but like the little fucking things. On.
Little gems.
Yes, I know it's
the
on,
little
I've seen
fucking
on
things.
Dresses.
That
sequins.
Help me fucking
they're
understand
on prom dresses,
okay,
right?
What sequins
because
are.
I didn't know what a sequin was either. Huh?
They're on prom dresses, aren't they?
Yes.
Yes, okay, I knew
okay.
It was because this girl
what
was talking to me about
say,
that last
why
time.
Why say swimsuit?
No, just
like the
no, they're called sequins.
Shit I had to go make my girlfriend.
Oh, you dumbass.
The things on them are called sequins.
No.
No, that's not
the corsage.
You're fucking a sequin,
wow.
Goddammit.
The fucking things that make the dress and everything
like
flash.
What the fuck are the beads there for?
But
are they
that's
on, the
on the dress? No, on the dress.
On the dress.
Have you seen girls with a dress? You know, they have little like sparkles like all around.
Hey, these
a weird
dress.
Design. It could be
my
random.
Prom date, the pink ones. Yeah.
But okay, I didn't know what it was either.
Okay,
and
fucking,
the dude,
you're saying it's fucking bejeweled.
Okay, but it's not bejeweled.
It's fucking bejeweled.
Okay,
it's the same
but
shit.
The guy, he was like, he confused
we got a
the
fucking
shit out
retard.
Of me because he was like, because it was freezing cold, and he was like. Tomorrow is supposed to be bikini weather. And that's what he said. And he's like, mine's got sequins all over it. And I acted like I knew what the fuck he was talking about. And I was like, yeah.
You
and I turned around and I was like, what the
Google
fuck's
sequins.
A sequin?
Yeah, so do I. He's like, ooh.
He's like, and he talked about going to like Chuck E. Cheese. And he's like, you need a 2-beer limit or you'll be killing some kids. And I like looked at him and I was like, you're a fucking
a 2-beer limit? Who the fuck drinks beer at Chuck E. Cheese?
Actually, guys, I got a funny story about that.
All right, go.
I already admitted when
I
was 18, I was like, all right. I was at my little cousin's birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese. You know, he turned like 7. And we're all there having fun playing games. Seven. Only 7. But,
this cover up was actually Alex's birthday.
Okay, it might have been. No. But, I told myself and I told my brother. And my brother, you know, he's like 22, 23 now. And, I was like, all right, on my 21st birthday, we're coming here. We're going to get drunk. We're going to sing with the mouse. That's how it's going to go. I'm going to run
sing
out,
with the mouse?
Sing with the mouse.
So, you're at 20 now?
I'm 20.
When is your birthday?
It is in August.
We will be
fuck
there.
Yeah.
On August.
We will be there.
August 14th.
We're
going to
be shooting video.
I will be
I'll
going
make sure
you're
totally
there.
Smammered and I'll make you jump in the ball pit.
I will, dude, I'll jump in the ball pit so what are you talking about?
What did you say? August what?
14th.
Yeah.
August 14th, BS Life, be there.
Yeah,
for real.
Cheese.
Save
gonna,
the day.
We're going to be shooting video.
Dude,
we're
fucking
video.
Hit stick the mouse.
Have you guys seen the reason I thought of this because, like, you know, like, theme parks and like Dixieland and like things like that. Yeah. Chuck E. Cheese.
Dixieland. Is
stupid.
I know. Dude, I kind of like
Dixieland. I hate Dixieland.
Moving on.
Moving on to this random fucking side conversation.
This is what we suck at. We can't finish a freaking conversation.
He about died.
You know, like, you punch things. You see how hard you punch.
All the black people do it? Yeah.
What the?
Sorry, I was saying
you punch, and then there's ones like if you run, how fast do you run and whatnot. Have you seen the guy run like 30 miles an hour on the treadmill for like 10 seconds? Like a Usain Bolt speed type situation, but he can only do it for like 10 seconds?
Well, yeah, it's a 100-meter sprint.
Have you seen that?
Oh, no. That's the most randomest fucking topic you could ever
not, man, I thought of it. I had to fucking bridge the gap, goddammit. I did it. So anyway.
Wait, was this at Dixieland? Where did Dixieland?
This is for what real? I call
they had that shit. They had that at Dixieland.
I've never seen that bitch.
I've never seen that at Dixieland.
Not inside in the fucking ball pit? Was like, how fast can
in you run? In the ball pit. In the ball pit.
No, Nick's next.
You're running
in the ball pit. Yeah, that's perfect.
When's the last time?
You assholes. It's your
ass. I'm going to be that dick that throws him at his feet.
Hey, you okay? Sir?
I guess it'd be safe if you fall.
I'm going to be launching the balls off of the fucking treadmill. People, yeah. Yeah,
but like he like does this weird thing where he like hikes his leg like three times before he goes.
Like when he's running.
Yeah.
You do like this.
No, it's not. No.
That would be the motion.
Before he jumps on.
Like, a fucking Georgia
God
Tech
damn it! I'm gonna pull up the fucking video.
Fucking Georgia Tech fan.
No, fuck you! I'm gonna go find and show you. Pissing me off.
Did he
like
get faster?
No. It was at like 30 miles an hour. Red and black. No, it was, and he had he did jump out like 30 miles an hour, but he had like this weird leg hike situation.
What if I just jumped on something that's going 40 miles per hour from going dead to this?
What the fuck are you doing over there? You're having a goddamn conversation without us.
You're a bitch.
Nah, for real. What's up?
Talking about you being a bitch.
What's happening?
We talked about you being yes.
I'm
sexually confused.
You're wearing Georgia shoes and you're wearing Georgia Tech.
How do you give D's at Georgia labels?
Red and black, motherfuckers.
I have something to look at. Dylan, Tristan, shoes. What college team is that?
Georgia.
Georgia.
Bulldogs.
Georgia.
Yeah, there's a
Georgia. And you see what he's wearing?
Shake him.
Go Nuts!
Georgia Tech outfit.
That's tacky. You know what that means?
That's tacky.
Fuck your shoes,
you know
man.
That means? You know what that means?
Gray, yellow, blue, red.
Right, you know what I mean? All from that, I summed it up. I did the math.
Dude, now your toes equals, are going to stink.
I hope they stink real nice.
I
will break
your toe.
No, put those shoes
all right,
back on.
All
right,
so, that's
last this podcast, is where I want. Put those shoes back on right now.
I can't. I ain't getting up. Last podcast, we talked about my toes breaking. God. You got to tell what happened today while you were chasing me today.
Mitzi.
Yes, it was Halloween. You know, we're dicking around today. And Garrett's trying to slap me with like this little brace, or trying to flip this little bracelet at me, and I was like, "Oh, best thing to do is get real close to him. You know, they can't get like fucking vengeance, you know, whatever." So I get real close to Garrett, he takes off running, and he kicks this light that's like implanted in the ground. Oh, his toe's fucked again. I was like, "Garrett, you always hit your fucking toe."
I was about it made the most death grueling crack I've ever heard in my entire life. It was like pink, and I was like, "Ah!"
What was that again? What noise did you make?
Again, does my math add up correctly?
I'll just stare at the goddamn camera.
Pretty gay.
People who are listening to the podcast right now on the fucking iTunes have no idea what the fuck is happening.
You got a pretty mouth, boy.
Hey, Garrett, make that noise one more time.
That was not the type of scream we were looking forward to.
Hey, so you guys heard about the iPad Air?
Actually, my buddy at Best Buy Works told me about it.
So, have y'all done any little research on it and see what it's about?
Nope, I don't care.
I don't care.
Why don't you care?
I mean, I'm just not a huge fan of Apple.
Whoa. Wait, you realize we're using the Apple to record our podcast, right?
I didn't say I didn't like it.
We're using an Apple.
Hey.
I eat apples, Garrett.
Fucking apples are awesome.
Apple. We're using the brand Apple.
Apple.
Is that what you mean?
Hey.
Apple. Yeah, anyway, we're using Apple product.
Hey, oh, okay. I did not say Apple products are bad.
You said we were using
an
Apple.
I just said I don't prefer them.
Hey. Okay, all right. Hey, explain to me. All right, shut up.
My arm is tingly.
Explain to me why you don't like Apple. Like, this is a legit conversation. Like, why don't you like Apple? What's happening?
Again, I don't like the operating system on the Apple. That's just my thing. I don't.
Say Mac, by the way.
That's why.
Mac. Uh-huh. Mac, Apple, Snapple, whatever. I mean, I keep
crack
on
a pop,
like
let's
this.
Go.
And cheese.
I said, whatever, shut up.
Dude, I like
I don't know. I mean, I've been working at Best Buy for, you know, a year. I kind of got to use the products multiple times. I prefer, you know, tablet-wise, Samsung.
You really?
That's
so Android, Android, Android
I love Androids. That's my thing.
okay, so if you're going to compare two, right? Like, compare the two. One's got closed market system. One's got open market system, mm-hmm. right? So, like, what features do you get with your Android that Apple does not provide?
With this, my, like my phone?
Yeah, for, okay, yeah let's go phone-wise first.
Okay, phone-wise, I mean, the Apple phones, what most people like about them is their simplicity.
Stupid-proof.
It is definitely stupid-proof.
Exactly.
I mean, you can set everything to your little categories. I mean, it's not hard to describe it. And Jake is scaring me with that stare while I'm trying to have a serious conversation here.
Yeah, you're freaking me out. It's pissing me off.
I mean, you guys have like a love stare here or death stare? I can't tell. Okay, that's what we're talking about here. This is where we're going with it.
Anyway.
I mean, Samsung is a lot more complex. Like the phone.
I liked Androids. But to me, Androids slow the fuck down way too fast. Way too, like,
your half-life. The half-life.
Yeah, about 8 months in, your phone's just like,
I've had mine for about a year so far.
I had my Droid. Maybe I just had the early Droid.
Mine's the Galaxy Note 2.
Note. Okay, you got Note 2.
Maybe I just had the early, because I had Droid X.
By the way, that phone is as big as my fucking iPad.
All right, maybe it's just about too half early the size of your iPad.
Yeah, right. Like, it, still, it's huge.
I mean,
how does that feel in your pocket?
I know when it's in my pocket.
True. Yeah, you'll lose it.
You're going to wear shorts like this, though.
I have a question to all of you. Have you guys all seen the new Samsung watch?
Yes.
I haven't seen it personally.
I want to know some opinions on it. Let's talk about that.
I don't want to fucking, hey, what's up?
Yeah, no, I think it's stupid.
See, what they try to pull into the old movie types where, like, you know, the action movies, the scenes, we know the agents being badasses. Yeah. Like, you know, James Bond is one I think of every time I hear that watch. Or just think about the watch. Even like video game too, like you use the watch the whole time in video games.
I think it's kind of cool. Uh-huh. Just because, like, well, it'll get old. Texting wise, I think it would be cool. You'd have to use the speech though. There's no way.
Well, the way I see it, like, right thing.
Well, you can't type. It's all talk.
Like, yeah, so I would be really cool if they had like a hologram keyboard come out of it. Like,
no, exactly. Those are all
fucking long. Technology on your ass.
That's like awesome.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
What are you doing on my phone?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah.
Some awesome like concept designs and whatnot. But like, you guys like think about this. Yeah,
it's just
getting like a little bigger. Bluetooth earpiece, right?
Like, you know, I can go on.
Have it connect to your phone. Yeah, that's how you talk, right?
I never use that.
You would answer your phone call.
But time out. Is it a phone or is it sort of like just a Bluetooth from your phone? Do you actually have to have a phone?
I think
it's on the phone.
I think it's
gotta have Bluetooth compatibility with it.
Yeah, it's gonna be a Bluetooth watch phone.
Well, you're saying it would not work at all.
You can't connect two
Bluetooths at one time.
Unless they made it where they did multiple Bluetooth connections, you can't connect.
But
to
the phone would have to. You're
right.
Yeah, phones don't do multiple.
We know they're advertising as a watch, though. So we know it's gonna be a watch.
It's just a
what
Bluetooth
functions
device.
Can
unless the watch can somehow they can link the phone to the watch to that.
What's like? I'm sure. I'm not sure. This is Samsung, you guys. Now look.
What's that supposed to mean?
So I'm saying Samsung releases things first. Anything Android will always come out before Apple does because Apple will take 2 years on down the line, do it the best, and come out with it, not change it for 10 years. That's the way it's always been done with Apple, and you know that.
Yep.
Fair enough. Samsung came out first, but Samsung probably has it done as they haven't configured the two Bluetooths. I bet once Apple reaches their iWatch, which is I don't know for the fuck it's what's gonna be called.
I mean, we don't know if the Samsung is able
it could
to
be
do
called
that yet.
Wrist.
They could have it.
What the hell?
They already kind of did that with the iPod Nano.
Yeah,
the little bitty
they did.
Ones.
Yeah, I had the watch thing with it.
I
had that little Nano and I had the watch on there.
But I mean, even with this new set,
they
like,
just called it the eye.
It's kind of like, to me, I think Samsung releases a product, launches a product. Hey, calm the fuck down, cameraman. Get
I'm
back in the control room.
I'm gonna finish this.
Shut up, bitch.
Finish him.
Anyway. Basically,
too far.
Samsung
too real.
Launches a product, right? They see Sleep. How it's. They're gonna get their feedback, right?
Sleep.
And they're gonna make it better, just like every
Certainly.
Other product. But they Sleep. Come out with it first, and so what's gonna happen is they're gonna have a lot of their gimmicks. They're gonna like see the feedback. You know what I'm saying?
Sleep.
You're kicking my ass right now.
I know what you're saying.
Sleep.
I know what you're saying.
No,
I'm saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying, big boy, but put that mouth
there.
But it's kind of like a concept launch, in my opinion, just like eyeglasses.
I love you too, random citizen.
That's Google.
Google Ass, yeah,
no,
sorry.
I'm saying.
Google Ass.
Eyeglasses.
Sorry. No, like I said, these are concept launches. They launch the product for buy, but it's a concept launch to find out what's going to work out like Google Glass.
Top 100 results.
See what I'm saying? Have you guys looked into Google Glass at all?
Wait, is that like voice?
Google Glass
Let me see a motherfucker with some Google Glass, and I'm a fuck with him. Hey. I'm be like, I'm gonna fucking get right beside him.
Every time they
like,
get Google Glasses,
Google search
Nasty Tom Classified. You ever seen that show? You seen Nasty Classified?
All in the face. Video now, play.
You ever seen the little like kid show Nasty Classified School Survivor?
Yeah,
like, that's what I think of whenever I heard the Google Glasses. I thought about cookies.
That sounds so dangerous. Glasses,
dude. No, just walking. Just walking, because it's gonna be like half your screen is covered.
Like driving.
I watched a thing. They say it's not invasive. They say the way it works is they've got like a little internal mirror inside of your glass, right? Yeah. Happens Slate. Is it's like a one way thing. Your eyes can go this way, but
you have
no
to be able
one
to see out of both eyes.
Way.
Well, obviously I'm not gonna see you having shit pulled up on your.
But what's gonna happen is no, it's happening. The way it works is it allows you to see through like even
really
the solid, the solid lines. And it's a cool feature. It just came out. They just updated the firmware and all that fun stuff. A call comes in to answer. Guess what you do? You raise your head above 30 degrees.
Let me see some motherfuckers
do. What if you want to decline it, but then like a bee flies above your head and you're like, fuck.
Is your ball?
Fuck, like, I didn't want to answer this.
I don't imagine that happens on a daily basis. Fuck bee.
Think about how many times you do like
this. Hey, decline.
Just think
about
whenever
you stare at it until it goes away.
you do Google search and all of a sudden something goes, Google search.
Oh, shit.
And then. Just shit goes out everywhere.
You're fucked.
That's when you throw the glasses, break them, and walk away.
Guess how much money Google Glasses.
I don't fuck you. I'm like, ain't a point.
Hold on.
Can we get like a
give
price
us a,
range?
Give us a range.
Give us a range between. Don't even be that gang. Go like $1 and $100,000. Don't do
above
that.
$1,000.
I'm gonna say between $200 and $3,000.
That's
bullshit. You're a fucking
oh,
bitch.
Shit.
You have that much. No, that's your window.
I'm gonna say $1,200.
All right, so who wins if we get the closest? What's the prize whoever gets closest?
I was so about to say $1,250.
I don't know.
I'm thinking $1,250.
I'm saying $2,100.
Farthest away has to get a drink.
I was gonna say something low, but I'm gonna say.
I'm gonna go with.
I'm gonna say $798.
I'm gonna say, since he's going on technical.
No,
say,
you already said it. No, you already said $2,100. Deal's off. You're done.
I'm gonna say $2,102.
You're done. And two. And oh two. Shit.
Never know.
You said how much?
$1,250.
I'm gonna go with $14.99.
Where have you been?
Why are
dumb
you
shit?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Right now?
Google Glass.
Google Glass.
It's
flying.
Your hair is sailing. It's
like
the sailing.
Like, you have like an alfalfa.
Oh, with the,
it was doing its own thing.
All right, Alex, what you going?
I said $14.99.
Yeah, it's like.
Okay, what you got?
Just say price range between $200 and $3,000.
Just say $201.
No.
$1,500.
All right, man.
I already said mine. $2,102, bitch.
Guess who won?
$200.
He won by $1 because you said $14.99 or $14.99 or whatever.
I said $14.99. He won by a cent? Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, or a dollar. Yeah, yeah. A cent.
See, I put tax on it. That's bullshit.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's $1,500. It comes out to be.
Hey, congratulations.
But
fuck you.
Now look.
You ain't paying attention to this bitch.
I heard a new
that was
funny joke.
He said, wait, what am I doing?
All right, hold on.
I really didn't know what we were talking about.
My life's complete. I can go kill myself now.
Just
kidding.
It.
I'm not doing that.
Never mind.
I just forgot it. Who?
No, okay.
I love myself too much.
Ask me what's up.
What's up?
If I tell you, will you shit on it?
All right. All right.
Oh, okay.
Gay. Gay.
You
like it anyway.
All right. So I have a question, right?
Maybe.
Actually.
Last night, when I was going to bed last night.
Like 7 a.m.? Yeah.
Yeah. No, really. For
no.
Real.
7.
You
were
in bed at 5 o'clock.
7.
We started drinking more. It's
okay, sorry.
O'clock.
My bad. 7.
Guy.
Goddamn morning. I'm still fucking late. Anyway, when I went to bed, do you know what I was thinking of? It's the weirdest shit came on my mind.
Gay porn.
Like inside the brain of Garrett.
$10.
If you put like a leopard.
Gay porn.
Or a puma. Or a cat. A big cat. In outer space.
A large
okay?
pussy.
Cheetah.
Would this big cat.
This large pussy.
Would it know it's in space?
Would it be faster now that
it would
gravity?
Die?
Well, you know, I know
that. Fucking die.
That was the stupidest fucking question.
Listen,
you
listen.
Animal killer.
Imagine it's safe.
How could you think
you're
like
a
that?
Murderer?
Fuck off. Hold on. Listen to me. Put it in like the space station, right?
Put it in your mouth.
Would the cat consciously understand that it is not on Earth anymore?
The cat would be
no.
just like, oh.
Why would it?
That's just like you randomly being put in space. You wake
but I
up,
would know.
But you wake up and you're like, where the fuck am I? What if there's nothing around you?
What the fuck
you?
Were you smoking
you
to make you think of that?
How do you know you're not dreaming?
Were you just completely
if you
just
wake
fucked?
Up but you don't. You're just floating.
Okay, imagine you took a fucking cat, put it in a goddamn shuttle, and shot it to the moon, right?
It'd be like
at a certain point, it's like, oh shit, the fucking monkey to the moon. Does it actually realize that? I don't know. Yeah. So that's my question. That's my question. Would it know it's leaving the
place it's supposed to be? And they have less rules. They can fling shit at each other.
How would it determine? It's like, say, a fish, right? Say, I don't know. Imagine, like, you had a fish, right? You put it in an aquarium, right? Little case.
We've all seen Finding Nemo.
You just tossed it into space, and all of a sudden, the fish, could the fish swim in outer space? That's what I want to know. If it's in water.
I mean, we can. No, because it breathes. Yeah.
But it's in water. Imagine if you cased it in water in an aquarium.
All right, guys.
Listen.
Wait, let's move on to the next subject. Guys, let's move on to the next subject here.
No, I have to.
Okay, to go along with this.
Put a fish.
This is a stupid water, conversation.
Send it to outer space. Would it, question one, be able to swim?
Yes,
probably. Two, would the fuck it know it's in space? And three, could if you took like the casing on the aquarium, which is a big blob of water just chilling out, you know, it's not
chilling. I'm pretty sure the fish would implode if it's in a vacuum. I mean, that's the same thing as like putting you in a bubble of air and sending you out into space. Like, you're just gonna explode and everything's just gonna rip out of you from every. Like, you're gonna feel it too. It's terrible.
I mean, how would you know it would feel terrible?
Okay.
You obviously haven't done it. I mean, you look. I mean, you're still
good. You're looking good.
You're looking pretty sexy right now.
To go along with this kind of, I saw this on Instagram one time. Say you're getting on a plane and going to a different country, and then a fly flies on the plane, and then you fly like 6,000 miles away, and then it flies out of the plane.
Why would you get on a plane if it could already fly?
And it's sitting there thinking, where the fuck am I? That's bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. The fly's like, wow, am I going to do my fly thing again? Or am I like, what the fuck am I
going to do? The fly's like, you know what, I'm going to sneak on in. The fly makes friends, and it gets out, and it's like, John, where are you? God damn it, they don't speak my language.
No, that fly gets out, and it's like, I'm facing the calls. All kinds of diseases here. Yes, who can I get? Yeah. That person's like,
day one.
And then you hear on the news. A dude in Georgia gets bit by a rare African fly.
So, but I want to know. Okay, look. Okay. Fuck, does he so, get like you go to physics, big? Right? Physics says that if I'm on an object moving 30 miles an hour, I'm moving 30 miles an hour, right? Yeah. Relative to the
object. That exercise you're getting there.
So, but no, I'm not moving at all. So, for instance, I'm not moving at all. I'm just sitting there on this thing.
That's moving 30 miles an hour.
Exactly. So if I'm running while it's moving 30 miles an hour, technically you just add my velocity to.
Actually, no. How am I? Tristan Spriggs, the education twig.
I'm slower?
You're slightly slower. Okay, so say.
That thing's pulling you.
And you go 10 miles an hour, right? And you run forward in the same direction as the train at 10 miles an hour.
This is why I stopped going back to college.
20 miles an hour, technically.
Actually, because of like how the forces like.
Really,
you still basically
guys,
add it together.
This is why I'm not in school no more. I know, for this exact reason.
I know, but all right.
I don't feel like learning about this stuff.
Bringing back to what you said, I tie it together. Say the fly is flying on a goddamn jet, right?
Thirsty.
Fly is chilling with us on the plane, right?
Feeling thirsty.
Plane's going like 600 miles an hour. It's fucking flying. Does the fucking bug get off the band? I just flew 600 miles an hour.
Well, that would be like us saying we
flew. You get out of the car and be like, oh yeah, I was just going 600 miles an hour.
But what?
I'm thirsty. I mean, yeah, but I don't think the fly realizes speed.
Yeah, it's not like the fly's not, like humming. Like, I don't know if I learned about this.
He's not getting any air pushed. There's no air resistance to him, so he, you know
he
what I'm saying? Though
actually
he won't actually know that he was going that fast.
That would stress me out being a fly.
Like, are there bug cops? You think bugs have their own little like?
Can you speed?
I'm pretty sure they're more organized than we are.
Wasp come out and just take it out.
Is there like air traffic? Like a hornet comes out and just shoots the shit out of you.
Have you seen a fly wars yet? Have you seen a fly have a war yet? Have you seen the flies have a war? They're already smarter than us.
They don't have a theory of
what. What do you say? What?
They're already smarter than us.
They don't fight each other.
Oh no, I've seen two flies go at it.
Wait, really?
Okay, have you seen thousands of thousands versus thousands of thousands?
What the fuck?
Have you seen a thousand versus thousands?
Have you seen thousands of thousands of fleas, as in millions. Sorry, let me get back to the technical
term. If I saw millions of flies, I'd be like, shit is going down.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Shit's going down. Literally, shit's going down.
This is the apocalypse.
No, literally, shit is going down. There must be like a huge pile coming.
There must be a Joe Dirt.
1,000 flies around.
That'd be an old nuclear.
Joe Dirt, baby, let's go.
I got a bomb.
That's a big old hunk of poopy.
Yeah, for real.
Big old hunk of space shit.
They were nice. They were real nice.
So, Garrett, what's up with these glasses?
Breathe.
What glasses?
Glasses on your eyeballs.
He said breathe.
I like it. I'm sorry. Oh, those Google sorry.
Glasses. They're new to the podcast. Yeah. New to the Brodyak.
Yeah, new to the Brodyak glasses.
Yeah. Those aren't quite the Google glasses. Yeah.
So according to this straight dope website, flies have a 2-second memory.
How do they know that?
Flicking, it's like, damn, I was mad, but I don't know what I'm mad at.
I love you, random citizen.
I love you.
That's why they always come back. You hit the shit out of that bitch like,
no, dude.
What is a gnat?
The crazy thing is,
I hit the fuck out of a gnat. Gnats pissed me the shit.
What do they do?
Dude, the flies on my work, they want to die. Like, it's weird. Like, no lie, I'm sitting there and I'm opening boxes with my box cutter. And there's a fly sitting on the box, you know. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try to swat away. So I use my blade, I get close, and I start swiping. It doesn't move. I'm like, go. And I actually hit it with the blade, and I just pushed it to the side. It just slid, and it stayed on the box.
No, it's like
I was like, what? Box. And then I went
pigeons in fucking Arizona. Got it. I'm sorry. There's something about Arizona that's good there. The pigeons aren't scared of shit. Those gangster ass birds, dude. I'll be like, hey. What are you doing?
You got some meat? You got that food?
I mean,
you got
the
food?
Like the Mike.
Hey, Hans, what are you doing around here? Yeah, this ain't part of your town, Hans.
Okay, so why does the gangster stuff go straight to Spanish people? I mean, what does that mean?
Dude, the cartel is real, dude. The cartel is real.
Hotaka, man.
Is that where we're going with this? That's where we're going.
Hotaka, Alex. JK. All
right. Well, since we're technically a gaming network, I want to.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, okay. I want to talk a little bit about a game that I want to know if you guys have played. Okay.
It's not like you make good fame.
Have you guys played Quap?
It's about the same.
Yes.
Yeah. That.
Yeah. Don't even start me on that.
I always
that.
End up like getting in a position where I can kind of inch.
The running fucking man.
Oh,
yeah, like I always get in. The only reason I do good is because I get in a little position where I can kind of.
Oh, you do
inch,
a split and you just kind of like go like.
Oh, you get like this. Yeah, like this.
Have you seen like the YouTube video? Like people do like 10 seconds.
The only reason
I've
actually beat that game.
And there's Hall. No, I've seen that. There's like 40 seconds, dude. Like hauling ass.
No, they did like 12 seconds.
Then hurdles start coming and shit. They have hurdles.
How the fuck?
I made it through the hurdles, but I just nailed the fucking hurdle.
I get so effing mad at that game.
Falls after every hurdle. It's not. It's not the game.
Oh, in real life.
In real life, she tries to jump over the hurdles. She hits her shin, falls on her face.
Gets back up.
Goes to the next one. Hits her shin, falls.
On
her
this
face.
This one fucking touched 1-0. I've seen that video. Like,
you see the girl?
It's not like a. They're not legit track runners.
No,
they're
just
running
dick.
Around a track.
You see the girl? It's a legit race. She's like tied for first or second or whatever. And she eats it, dude.
Right,
but gets back up.
Line?
No. She eats it like. Two turns left to go. She eats it and gets up and takes off running it, and it fucking wins. I was like, damn.
Did you see the guy, the one about the guy's hurdles? The dude just kept running through them. Like, he didn't
stop
sprinting. He was like running, like, broke the hurdles every single one, just kept running. You ever seen that one?
Isn't that, like, illegal?
Yeah, it does.
Obviously.
Dude, I watched a girl, this is literally at a track meet I was at. And it was, like, this, like, 4x100-meter hurdle thing. Like, they were a competition. It's a new one. It was kind of weird to watch them go back and forth. But she was the last leg because they were trying to get ahead and then, you know, have her not get too far behind.
Yeah.
So, you know, they give her the baton, and she goes. She starts jogging. She stops, pushes it down, steps over it, and walks to the next one, pushes it down, steps over it. And that's what she did the entire, like, 10 hurdles I was on there. I sat there and looked at it. I was like, that's not how you
You're
do it.
You're an athlete.
Like,
and you call
Gold
yourself an
medalist.
Athlete.
Right
Gold
there. Sign her up.
The funny thing is they got third.
That is just.
That's
bullshit. Take her push all these hurdles
okay,
down.
If my team was like winning though by a fuck ton, and I knew I could mess the last event up, I'd do some shit. I'd just cut across the fucking field. I would, as soon as like we started the
no,
race.
It's like we did a lot of
baseball. We were winning by like 30 points, and like I just
30
sat,
points?
Yeah, like we were kicking ass.
Is that legal?
technically mercy rules about what's about to happen.
What are you doing?
I don't know, dude.
You look fucking retarded. Anyway.
Shocker there.
I can't close my eyes.
We sat down. I was playing second base. I'm a big fat kid playing second base. Shocker. I just sat down. I'm like, man, fuck this. I'm just sitting here.
And I used to see like someone fat dude. I was like...
They like this. No, they have to go for a ball. We're almost one, right? This game's almost over.
One little move, and they're like,
they're like, dog, dude, I will tell you about the craziest sports incident I've ever seen.
Twinkie.
Well, like, it's like
my blood sugar's low, guys.
It's like diabetes, fucking Rob Reiner from that South Park episode. He's like, oh, all right, dude, we gotta stop smoking. Blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, chowing down fucking food.
Long and short. Can him
corner?
Oh,
can him corner?
All right, hold on. The funniest, I broke it, his he nose. Just brought this back up.
I
this
think I made him shit.
The funniest shit to do in sports on the planet. All right, me and him are at track practice, and they just got done cutting the grass. They just got done cutting the field, and we're stretching, and we have to, like, lay down to do some of the stretches and track. And I look at Tristan, and Tristan is covered from head to toe in grass. Because they just got done.
They just mowed the lawn.
They just mowed it. And then he looks at me after we get done stretching. He's like, dude, Dylan, look at him. I'm like, what? And he goes, I just remembered something. I was like, what? He goes, I'm allergic to grass. And he starts, like, freaking out.
Are you?
I am, no. I am dying. Like, I can't even stand up anymore. I have to sit back down and act like I'm stretching. Because I'm sitting there crying, laughing. Because, I mean, if you could... Looks like the goddamn sea monster, dude. Covered.
It's like you hit him
so much grass.
Like you can barely see like him because it's just grass. Yeah, it was literally because it was like a little damp too. Yeah. I mean, he's literally, it was like he's literally just.
I bet you were itchy as shit later on.
I wish you could. I wish you were actually fast because you were like retardedly slow for no reason.
Burpees all around.
If you're actually fast, you take off running, just watch him kind of all flow off you.
I hate burpees.
We should just like tie him to a car and just throw him. Watch him just.
We were like, hey. Just work out.
Did you get a Let's fan like warmed up? And, just put it on your leg.
One of the funniest like sports anomalies I've ever seen was I was at a 7-8 baseball game. This kid's out in like right field doing fucking nothing. Like being the right fielder that he is. Derping. Because you know when you're that little, you just put the fucking right retards in right field. That's what geologists do.
Hell yeah.
And so he's in right field. And like, he's like, ball hit. Like, you got him. You got him. He's like freaking out. Dude, catch the damn ball. He didn't know what it was. He threw the glove up. The glove caught the ball. I swear to you,
bullshit.
I saw it happen.
I call bullshit. Where's the video proof?
All you want. Ah, dude. Exactly. Tim Presnell has it. I'm not shitting you. I can prove it. It is.
I need to see proof.
Damon, I got to get the video now. But for real.
Wait.
What?
And we're going.
Fucking.
That was a bad catch. That was a cool catch.
Damn. If I don't have the video by the time this is up, we're
we got to now. Yeah. We're all going to look stupid.
Just
like
the running guy.
Literally, you threw it up. The ball gets caught like in the glove.
And cutscene.
And it caught down. And then the umpire, you know how the umpire ruled it? It was not a catch because
his
he had possession
came
of the fucking glove. And that's poor shit there. I was like, damn, this kid.
Now, did they catch the glove in midair or did the glove fall down?
On the ground.
That's why.
What if he caught the glove?
If he caught the glove, I would say it's a catch.
You're right.
Was it wreck or was it?
It was wreck. It was you triple say wreck.
What if someone did that in
I could
football?
See if he cut the glove, I'd give him a catch.
Yeah, definitely.
My opinion.
Well, now,
their helmet.
Like high school, if the glove comes off your hand, it's out. If the glove comes off, if you try and throw the glove up.
I would shit, and like you win.
I know it was like this for a softball, soap pitch softball, whatever.
I've tried this a couple times.
Have you seen that play in football?
And the glove comes off your hand, it's out.
Getting rushed or whatever, he throws it out of bounds. The opposing team, one of the wider or quarterbacks, jumps out of bounds, grabs the ball, and throws it back into his teammate.
Have you seen,
I mean, it's a lateral for days. And the dude catches it. I mean, they ruled it interception.
Yeah, it's Miami.
Yeah, total. It was interception. Yeah. I was like, damn.
That's athleticism at its finest.
Like, I didn't know that was legal. I didn't know
I've tried
legal.
To do some athleticism as long as in baseball.
Yeah, he was out, but he didn't touch
I played right
ground.
Field, actually. Be funny about
Sorry
that.
About that.
Yeah. I sat here and kind of quietly. Yeah, that's kind of what
no,
I did.
Were you good at baseball when you played?
I was very good. We won World Series when I was like 8. We went around traveling like the Southeast region.
So I played for like 11 years. Did a whole. I went to Arizona for a World Series.
I was a better wrestler though. That was my thing.
I played basketball when I was like 5.
But
I watched baseball when I was like 4. And I was like,
nah, Garrett,
I don't want to play this.
Whenever I was playing, some guys, you know, they get hit home runs left and right. So I had the idea of, you know, trying to stop the ball from going out of the field. I did that little technique you were talking about. I threw my glove in the air and tried to stop the ball from going up to try to catch it in my bare hands.
Yeah.
I failed every time, and my glove went out of the field every time. So, you know, there's always, you know, there's parents behind there. You know, I was like, I need my glove, please.
I broke my hand.
I need my glove, please.
Or my arm, I guess. kind of dove into the fence and caught the ball.
Way to go.
No, like foul ball. I'm like running. Like no big deal.
I'm the winner.
I ran.
You're out, motherfucker.
Run, catch the ball, jump, dive, wham! Got the ball. Oh, dude, I got the ball. I'm like, hell yeah, right?
Something's wrong though.
No.
Guys, I can't feel my arm.
Then I was like, man, my hand really fucking hurts. And so I had to go play first base still. I get there. I was like, man. I was sitting there. I was like, dude, it's fucking thumping. Something's not right. Thumping. And I was like, I hope the fucking ball doesn't come to me.
Boom, boom.
Sure fucking no. The ball gets line driving me. I didn't fucking squeeze the damn glove. I squeezed the glove. I'm like, it fucking hurts. So I tagged out. I went inside. I was like, Coach Hoover. I'm like, Hoover. I was looking at my hand. Size of his microphone. It was huge. It just swelled up. I was like, yep. I broke it.
Benny, y'all seen that video where, I mean, these kids are probably like 12 years old. And it reminded me of it. We were talking about like pop flies and shit. The kid hits a line drive, but I think there's a real bad like glare. There has to be, or it's the kid's retarded. And he does like this, but it's a line drive. And he does like this, and it just nails him straight in the chest.
Ow.
I saw that video and cried. Do you see that
video?
Hour.
I know you've seen it. That video where the dude's talking to the news reporter, and everyone starts going crazy. He just turns around and catches.
Yeah, Hamilton.
I do remember that.
I've seen that.
That was awesome.
That was badass.
Dude, who was the quarterback that actually hit the news reporter? Like, you saw it?
Crusher. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, she's like.
Cameraman's like,
the cameraman like had it angled up. The ball's coming, and she's like,
cameraman,
and in other news,
move. I'd be like, dipping out with the camera.
That's just funny that the cameraman.
Yeah, the cameraman actually zoomed in. The funny thing is, the cameraman like, zoomed in on the quarterback. The quarterback threw the ball, and the cameraman zooms it out, follows the ball all the way to the reporter, and the reporter just gets hit right in the face.
If I was a reporter, I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing with the camera, dude? You can see it. I did it quickly.
It's like, I was a cameraman when he fucking passed out in my fucking basement, and it out of the concrete, and it backed the fuck up.
You're a fucking cunt. You're a goddamn dick.
Some cameramen are just the most dedicated people on earth.
I
like, they will not stop
I love the Bear Grylls thing. I love the Bear Grylls thing. Everyone talks so much shit about Bear Grylls being a badass. Yeah, there's a dude with like a 30-pound camera. Backwards. Kids always walking back.
Just imagine how funny it is, though, if you were the cameraman in that situation and you see the quarterback behind the news reporter, like, mouth something to his other players, and he just draws back and hums the ball, and you're watching it happen. You're watching it happen through the camera. That ball just flies.
Because it's going to be slightly right,
would you honestly, would you think it would be funny? And not say a word.
Oh, it'd be hilarious, dude. That's what happened. I probably wouldn't say a damn thing. I'd be like, please, mother of God, let this happen.
Please let this happen. Please let it hurt.
I'd be watching.
Head.
I'd be like, oh. What was that? You know, do that, like, real life.
No.
Oh, fuck yeah. Let's go.
The ball's coming, I'm like, ball.
Damn. I mean, same shit. Quickly. I saw him go down. I was like, this motherfucker's going down. This is going to be fucking hilarious.
What I like to do is.
I stood up. I was like, my head hurts.
Yeah, my head hurts.
I'd try to walk up the stairs.
I'd wait after it hit her. I'd be like, oh, hey, by the way, there's a ball coming.
Yeah, right.
Hey, watch out for that. Aw.
No, I'd been that dude.
I just got knocked the fuck out. Yeah, dude. That was really funny.
You're on reality TV.
I was playing, right? I was pitching.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Okay. I was pitching and Candler's catching, right? I hum the ball. I hum it, right? Whop, catch. Guy swings, fouls it, and lets the bat go. And it hits Candler in the Adam's apple. he goes, he couldn't breathe.
I don't know what I would have done in that situation.
That Quigley made when we were at your brother's football game. And he hit his back on that.
What
ball.
Noise? Okay, I didn't make a noise at all.
I have to tell a story, the whole story.
I couldn't say anything. All right,
look, me and Dylan, my brother's in the playoff game, right, for his football team, little league team, whatever. And we're sitting there, and we're like, we found these little jungle gym situations. They're like, what the football players train through.
It was the little sleds.
Yeah,
that
the
line
players
and go th- under. Then we have to. We,
oh, okay, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah,
right.
if our helmet touches, we have to do fucking jumping jacks. Or
Gotcha. That's what it is. So Quigley's done that. I was like, dude, I'm gonna fucking climb on this shit. And be like a goddamn monkey, right? He's all climbing on it, whatnot. And me and Dylan, man, this motherfucker about to hurt himself.
No, I jumped from one bar. Didn't realize how far away it was.
Yeah, he jumped. Caught his feet, but not his hands. And then he looked at me and Dylan. We're like, he was like, Oh, please.
He looked with that. He was, please help me.
Please help me,
I'm about to die.
I'm about to die. And we were like, oh, shit. All of a sudden, I mean, kink on this metal bar.
Take it. Me and Garrett are like 50 feet away and hear the shit nail the bar.
Yeah. We were gone, dude. We were laughing.
We couldn't, it, Jake. We couldn't even go over. We run over there to try to help him. Like, we're laughing. We're laughing the whole time. The Quinn's
are
like,
you okay?
He's like making these
death metal.
What, Jake? What? Quit being a bitch.
You're fucking retarded.
It's not my fault. Actually, kind
of. Yeah. You had that whole.
It was all of your fault.
It was your fault. 100%.
He's like, please.
No, he didn't. But that was the funny thing. He didn't look up. He knew in that split second to look dead at me and Garrett. Out of all the places he could have looked.
Fuck.
No, in that split second, he looked dead in mine and Garrett's directions and just made eye contact and was like, I'm about to die. And he even did the reach.
The reach, but no grab. The reach and no grab. We were like, only in movies. This motherfucker about to die.
I only see those in movies.
He really did it. Like, if we could have been friends.
That's why, like, we saw me and Dylan turn to him. What the fuck just happened?
We were like, what in the actual fuck?
I cracked a rib. It hurts so bad.
Phrase.
And then.
Oh, I have a great story about fucking cracking ribs.
I got one about cracking skulls.
You asked me. All right, look.
Years of war.
My dad, we went to Southside Skate Park, the skate room, and my dad did. My dad was like, oh, dude, you never look that hard, Garrett. Don't be scared to drop in. No big deal. I'm going to do it for you. Be all right. My dad's a fat motherfucker, right?
He is.
He gets up there. And he like, get my little skateboard on there, on the little railing.
I should say that.
As he goes to drop down, like, this is the ramp, right? He goes like, whoop, wow. I mean, like, he's like, I can't breathe. The next day, he gets to work, right? He works for CarMax, so like, at this point. He says he's in the bathroom taking a shit.
He's an idiot.
Fuck, just fell over. He just fell over, hit his fucking head. And he like...
Don't take it personal.
His ribs were broken, was compressing his lungs, lost air to his brain, along with the concussion that he actually had.
He loves you a lot.
Lopped over, out.
How do you not notice that's happening?
I don't know. I don't
like
know.
Not, like, you're sitting there shitting. He's like,
I can't
breathe. You have one hope.
When
he's like, this is a good shit. He's like, grab shit.
No, I know what he did. He had to
stretch. I'm working out right now.
No, he was straining one good time. He didn't even notice. He was holding his
He's moving. He has a literal oh shit handle.
In the bathroom.
But like, my dad's business partner,
it's about to go down.
Yeah, it's exactly.
This is an ordeal.
He walks in. My dad's like naked. Passed out on the ground, like.
So is that kind of
hard? What do you do at that point? Yeah. Like, what the
you're
hell?
You passed out
happened?
Naked on the toilet.
You're like, where's fucking
your naked? Son loves you. That's all that matters.
Wait, you were naked?
No. Okay, no. I'm telling the story now that's brought up.
I was making the bathroom too. I had drunk a sip that night.
Quigley,
oh yeah, I was.
Quigley was passed out on the toilet, naked, butt naked.
I was taking a shit. Okay.
No, he
butt naked.
No,
but I didn't actually shit.
Why did you get butt naked?
No,
there wasn't.
You checked the toilet afterwards.
He was sitting on the toilet and was asleep.
Why did you get naked?
Why not?
I don't think I was naked. I think
you
I had
naked
my shit on.
Quickly, we came and got you.
I walked in, I turned the corner. They're literally like, JJJ, Luke Steve. I came and I was like, oh, what the fuck?
We had to get your sorry ass up off the fucking toilet.
You know you love you when you get naked. I mean, still get you.
Dude, I don't remember that.
I mean, I'd love it. I didn't get to see it. Because
we told you the next morning, he's like,
he's like, oh yeah, Dunkin' Donut. I was still drunk.
Okay,
when I
since you said your story about your dad falling, I had one about my dad. I don't think it was him, but there was a guy I was with my dad. And this just reminded me, and so we're walking at the bank, and it's like I think it just got done snowing, so it was like but Georgia snow. It's not snow.
It's not slushy shit. Yeah,
and it's just ice. Death. And so this dude's at the bank, and my dad's walking. And the dude gets to the stairs, and his legs come completely out from under him, and he slams onto the concrete-ass stairs. And my dad said he started to laugh, and the dude, like, turned around and looked at him. My dad just kind of kept walking, and the dude was, like, cussing really loud and, like, yelling. He's, like, getting really fucking mad.
Dude, it's about, like, things that people can't fucking walk nowadays. My dog, dude, we walk inside.
Oh,
and
it was fucking hilarious.
My dog. Lulu and Mitzi. Lulu, okay. Mitzi is fast as shit. Lulu tries to keep up with her, right? Well, Mitzi goes haul up the stairs, and Lulu's going too. I don't think Lulu can see down here very well. I mean, straight full on head on collision with the front stair. I mean,
no, dude, it was a solid knock. Just, like,
I mean, like, we were like, Lulu, it was fucking retarded. It was hilarious. Like, we're like, Lulu, like, look, it was like, wait.
The first thing I did was laugh. Okay.
That, who are you, Lulu? Dude, I have a story about my stupid little fat dog, Dixie.
Dude, go for it.
All right, we're all, Paul, Dixie. My friend Paul came over. Paul knows you. He came over, and we're all talking. And my dogs like to get right by your feet.
They Lulu too. She's just throwing fucking feet.
Oh yeah. And so, but we're at the top of the stairs, and my dog comes running right in front of my feet, and I'm about to take my first step down, and I kick my dog on accident.
Kick my dog?
And she kicked my dog. But she literally, her legs came out from over her, and she just skipped down the stairs and then landed at the bottom. And I'm like, my dog's dead.
It's over, yeah. Life's over.
And so I run down the stairs real quick, and she just kind of pops up and is like, and looks at me,
and
her tail wags, and then she walks off, and I'm like, my God.
All right, guys, I think it's time to intervene here. Tristan, word of the day.
Word of the day?
Word of the day.
There we go. He said what?
What? Right,
now we'll go on.
What?
Gay? Could you go with it, son?
So
tell me what the actual fuck you were just doing right there. Why were you doing that?
So Tristan, how's it going in that corner over there, man? I missed you.
It's going pretty good, dude.
It's going pretty good.
What's going on in that head of yours? You got like, you literally got like 5 minutes left. Let's hear something from you.
Come on, Tristan. It's your turn.
In the life of Tristan.
Cricket. Cricket.
Oh, damn, I'm in the spotlight and shit right now.
Cricket.
Yeah, y'all. Oh,
damn. I don't even know what to say.
All right, I'll talk to you about something because I know you mean we both did the same thing about it. PS4 exclusive, you're looking at Knack, right?
Oh, it looks really fun.
Yeah, so have you done PS4. Any, like, what aspects of Knack do you like that looks fun?
I just like the creativity in the new story. I mean, it was really creative just to take like something that can, I don't know, just
disassemble
the whole concept itself.
Well, I love like when I saw it, I was like, man, this is the first real RPG.
Are you super serious?
You super ethereal?
I am so super ethereal that I'm out.
Guys, I'm super ethereal right now.
I'm so super ethereal. Man Bear Pig, if
mine's got
Man Bear Pig's gonna come and he's gonna attack you.
Sequins all over it. Mine's got sequins.
All right, hold on. What the fuck about sequins? We'll talk about that.
But I like my sequins.
Does Knack have sequins on it?
Does that big old pussy have sequins in it?
Okay, but in Knack, it's like our first real new RPG single-player storyline game that we want to play for storyline, not for online play.
I'm just glad to get something new.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm just tired of
the newest,
the old,
oldest game
old.
Was Kingdom Hearts, and do you have that right there? Look, he's literally holding Kingdom Hearts right now because he can't wait to play it again.
Position.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome. So, yeah, 1 week closer to new systems, you guys. We're all fucking stoked. All stoked.
Dude,
by the way, a little sneak preview. We didn't let you know the BS new or update, but live stream on Ghost Monday night.
This guy right here.
Yep, he's streaming.
Twitch TV. Twitch TV. / Brody X Studios.
Yep, definitely hit us up there.
I'll be trying hard like a motherfucker.
Yeah, it'll be in the description down below.
I'll go for those badass gameplays.
Also, update on the website. We are working on the website right now, so look forward to that.
We're getting all new emails.
Eventually, you'll be able to stream
straight from our website. We're getting all new emails. We'll let you.
I think it's time for the BS podcast ending music. BS podcast ending music. Here we go. Here we go, Jake.
Wait, which one was it?
Let's just make up a little freestyle beat.
Here we go.
Boom knock, boom name, and name it, and name a boom knock, boom name, and name it, and name a boom rock, boom name, and name it, and name a boom.
Alright, guys. Later, guys. Peace.
See ya.
Peace.
Yay.
No, I was like,
Tristan is in the corner, just like.
That
That's what I was thinking about. I was like, ah, must think of something.
Oh my god, there's more trees. Dude, I want to play some Battlefield.
Do what?
Why don't we do this with fucking thing?
Sure, man. It's just a lot of time.
Can we save the key for the... Maybe tonight. Maybe not. Anybody got a jacket on with them? Alex, I don't want to smoke his jacket.
Okay, but I didn't have them. What? He left my cigarettes on the fucking table.
Dude.
Outside.
I'm sorry,
I couldn't see your cigarettes.
He got soaked
in
wet.
I'm sorry, I gave up with your cigarettes.
You took them from me. I had them in Allie's room. And you took them out of Allie's room. You're like, I'm going to smoke a cigarette. It took my lighter and my cigarettes.
Was it an hour?
Yeah.
Because I didn't start timing.
So, no, actually, I had them.
And, I mean, I'm only at 54 minutes right now.
Yeah, it's not an hour. Maybe a little less. I feel like we're 5 minutes over that.
Let me get my car. I'm going to get you a drink.
I think what we'll do is we'll let me start editing something together, okay?
While you're editing that, I'll get Tristan.
I'll go watch my video.
I'll film the vlog.
Hey, Jake.